Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Okay, Arisha, if/when Rich and Daily is nominated for an Ambie Award and I withdraw us from the nomination, what would you do?
If you had the audacity to withdraw us from the nomination for the highest honor in podcasting, we'd have some words.
Oh, okay. Well, obviously, you know, I would never do that. I thrive on recognition. And honestly, it surprises me when people withdraw from huge award competitions.
Yeah, same. Like how Drake just bowed out of his 2 Grammy noms.
Yeah, I mean, he had one of the biggest albums of the year and he just pulls it out. No explanation.
It's definitely a power move.
100, because the Grammys are the ultimate music accolade. I can't wait to win mine.
I mean, I feel like Drake's got to have a good reason for doing this.
Yeah, I'm sure there's more to the story. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Tuesday, December 7th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So much like us, stars love awards. Sure, some say it's all about the work and they don't need the recognition. But does anyone honestly really believe that? Like,
no.
It's an honor. Take it.
Yes. So when a star refuses to be nominated for one of the big ones, like an Oscar or an Emmy or a Grammy, I mean, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And rapper Drake is making a big deal.
Yeah. So he withdrew his 2 Grammy nominations yesterday, and people are definitely talking about it.
Yeah. So he was nominated in 2 categories, one for Best Rap Album and the other for Best Rap Performance. The album nomination is for Certified Lover Boy, and the performance is for his song Way Too Sexy, which features Future and Young Thug. And by pulling out of both nominations, he now has exactly 0 2022 Grammy noms.
Yeah. And so far, there's been no explanation from Drake as to why. Some people have speculated that it could have something to do with the recent Astroworld tragedy, because he is involved in some pretty high profile lawsuits for that.
Yeah.
So as we all know by now, Drake was a guest performer during Travis Scott's set at Astroworld Festival that left 10 people dead and many more injured.
Yeah. And so Drake is named as a defendant in quite a few of the lawsuits, as victims and their lawyers are looking to hold someone accountable. And right now it's looking at to be billions of dollars in lawsuits.
Yeah.
So, of course, some people are thinking that he may have pulled out of the Grammy noms to stay under the radar. But also it might have nothing to do with that. I mean, he's still scheduled to perform with Kanye West at the Free Larry Hoover benefit concert in L.A. on Thursday, which nothing's more the opposite of being under the radar than performing with Kanye West.
Yeah. Also, what could the Grammys have possibly done to upset him that Kanye West is a better choice than? I mean, where are his standards?
Yeah, they're not great, to be honest.
Yeah. So, yeah, it could just have something to do with the Grammys. I mean, he's won in the past, but Drake hasn't always had love for the award, and he's been pretty outspoken about it.
Yeah, I think this is probably the thing. So in 2017, he skipped the Grammys altogether. And at the time, he criticized the Recording Academy for nominating his massive hit Hotline Bling in rap categories, despite insisting it was a pop song. So he talked about it on the OVO radio show, saying, "Even though Hotline Bling is not a rap song, the only category they can manage to fit me in is a rap category. Maybe because I've rapped in the past or because I'm black. I can't figure out why." And he also said, "We've been conditioned to think that this is the true award for our accomplishments."
I mean, he's not wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, it is kind of about downloads and plays and how many people actually like you.
Yeah, for sure.
So there's been an instance in the past, though, of like people being nominated in categories they don't feel like they're in. Like this happened with Justin Bieber recently, too. It's kind of like, get it together, Grammys.
Yeah. Grammys, come on.
So in 2018, Drake refused to submit his number one album, More Life, for a Grammy consideration. So there is a pattern here. He did return to the Grammys in 2019, but he didn't have very kind words when he accepted the award.
No. So he won Best Rap Song with his hit God's Plan. And in his acceptance speech, he said, "I want to take this opportunity while I'm up here to just talk to all the kids that are watching this, aspiring to do music. I want to let you know we're playing in an opinion-based sport, not a factual-based sport." And then he was cut off from finishing the speech, which is honestly my favorite part of awards, is when the people get cut off because rogue. It's so fun. Some people think the showrunners cut his mic, but the producers, of course, were like, "No, we thought he was done talking. We swear we had no idea."
Yeah, plenty of people stop mid-sentence up here. It happens all the time.
Yeah. And then Drake responded to it all on his Instagram with "too raw for TV," which he's not wrong.
Yeah. Actually, he brings up a good point, though, that it is an opinion-based sport, not a factual-based sport. Like, that's so true.
Yeah. All of these big awards are. I mean, I obviously still want them, but it's 100% more about opinion than actual facts.
Yes, of course. So when pop singer The Weeknd was snubbed from a Grammy nod in 2021, a lot of artists spoke out to support him, expressed their surprise and frustration, including Drake, who, of course, was not at all surprised because he's had a vendetta for a long time. So The Weeknd's album After Hours was one of the most critically acclaimed albums of 2020. It's definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah.
And Drake said he thought it was a lock for Grammy noms.
Yeah, and so when it didn't receive any nominations, Drake wrote on his Insta story, "I think we should stop allowing ourselves to be shocked every year by the disconnect between impactful music and these awards, and just accept that what once was the highest form of recognition may no longer matter to the artists that exist now and the ones that come after." And so he also compared the Grammys to a relative you keep expecting to fix up, but they just won't change their ways. And wrote, "This is a great time for somebody to start something new that we can build up over time and pass on to the generations to come."
Yeah. And the Academy Awards were like, "Hold our beer." Like, if any award show has issues, it's that
one. Yeah. Yeah. Like, those are just the Grammys. A clown show at this point.
God. Still, I mean, do you actually think Drake really wants out of the Grammy game? Like, an artist's record label submits their work for award consideration. So you got to wonder, why would Drake agree to submit his album and his song if he was just going to pull out?
Yeah, that's, I'm confused about that because sometimes artists don't know what their record label is doing. But also Drake is extremely successful. So like he wouldn't know. He also wasn't on the preliminary list of nominations for any of the big categories like Album of the Year, which most likely means he didn't submit for those.
Right. I don't know.
It's sus.
Maybe it's just that guys love to pull out. And it's just that.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. So when a huge superstar like Drake does pull out of the awards, do you think this means the power of the Grammys is waning? Like, or do you just think it's something else that's going on?
I mean, sometimes I just think these people are just a bunch of divas that are trying to, like, cause drama for whatever reason. But I do, I mean, I don't disagree. Like,
yes,
I think that it is opinion-based. And mm-hmm. it's not always going to be a measure of, like, who is the most talented? What is the best album of the year?
Yeah.
That being said, he, like, does this and then he comes the next year and then he does. So it's like, okay, be consistent. Yeah. Either be right. done with them or keep going and shining yeah. those trophies.
Maybe he had a moment of weakness. He's like, okay, I want some praise this year.
I can relate. It's what I feel every day.
Same. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.